It's time for your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.
Hello, this is Rowdy. I'm here with Dr. Jason McAleer of the McAllister Regional Health Center. All right, so tell us, what is the difference between a virus and a bacterial infection, and what are the treatment options that are available?
This is a good question that we get asked a lot. People come into the office or into the ER or even admitted into the hospital, and they want to know, do I need an antibiotic? The things that we look at outside of specific testing, we can test for strep, which is an actual bacteria that may need antibiotics. That's one of those bacteria that we actually only treat because of the possible side effects. Strep pharyngitis itself is not dangerous. It's the side effects that you can have from carrying that bacteria in your system. Whenever you think bacterial versus viral, you should think bacterial as consolidated infections in a single system, like a urinary tract infection, pneumonia. And those are things that would require an antibiotic. Things that are more likely viral are your cough, cold, congestion, your flu, your runny nose, your sore throats. 90% of your sore throats are viral. 90% of your cough and congestion are viral. And those are things that aren't going to really get better with antibiotics. You may feel better for a day or two whenever you start that antibiotic because it kills off the normal bacteria in your system. That normal bacteria in your system serves a protective purpose. Whenever you kill off that normal bacteria in your system, you kind of thin out some of the secretions in your nose, in your throat, in your lungs, and it'll open up airways, but it lets that virus run unchecked. That can actually be dangerous to your system. Not to mention killing off that good bacteria, let some of the bad bacteria overwhelm your system. We have good bacteria in our guts and bad bacteria in our guts. The antibiotics that we use can target those good normal gut flora and let the other ones run rampant. So whenever your doctor writes you a prescription for an antibiotic, you need to take all of the antibiotics for the time recommended, because stopping them short only kills off the weak bacteria, and the bacteria that's left behind is just that much stronger and that breeds through the generations, creating these super bugs, as we call them.
All right. Great information. Thank you very much, Dr. McAleer.
This has been your Medical Minute, brought to you by McAllister Regional Health Center.